Blog Talk Radio.
It is for you, because that's going to be our guest today, Miss Carrie Taylor. And so you guys kick back and relax, and we're going to have a great conversation with this lady who is just absolutely beautiful from the inside to the outside. So it's going to be a wonderful time just to learn a little bit more about this lady. It is Indie Jazz Day on Solar Records Radio, and I'm excited. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And this is the day we just chill. This is hump day, right? And it's the middle of the week. You guys are working hard. Some of my friends are working really hard. And some of my friends are truck drivers. And much love to you guys, you know, because y'all driving and listening and grooving and stuff. And you got this beautiful lady that you're going to hear her voice shortly. And it's just going to be a blessing to you guys. So I know, because we talk about it all the time. So my brothers, y'all be safe out there. Pay attention to the road as we play this music. Thanks for tuning in. And to my friends that are working in the accounting offices around the world, I know who you guys are. Thanks so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you as well. So we give a shout out to all the listeners online. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. And we love you here at Solar Records Radio. Also, one of our sisters, it's her birthday, Ginger Kurt. Oh, what a sweet and beautiful lady. She just shows us how to love each other. She is such a blessing and a wonderful woman. And so much love to you, Ginger. I hope Steve takes you out and show you a good time. All right. So anyway, so we're going to just, you know, try to enjoy our time together here. We got a couple of hours of just, you know, just some good music. It is Indie Jazz Day. So indie artists, jazz music, and just whatever makes you feel good is what I'm going to try to play for you. Now, you know, I tell you, it's nothing like good music, good company, and good food. Oh, man, that combination is just amazing. And so that's what I try to do. But healthy eating, I try to do that. So you guys do whatever you want to do. Some of you guys are at work. I know it's not lunchtime yet. And then some of you guys are home chilling. And some of my friends are here in the studio. So we're just going to have a good time together here on Solar Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Potts. Let's just go and get All right. Man, Cool and the Gang putting it down right there. Summer Madness. What a beautiful song. It's always been that way. It's always been good to me, for sure. And I just want to say, guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. And we're going to get right to it with our special guest, beautiful, beautiful lady by the name of Carrie Taylor. Are you there, Carrie?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. It's a blessing to have you. And we're so grateful for you that you take the time out to come and do this with us, as we love to support our indie artists around the world, our jazz artists. And so with that being said, right before we get started, I just want to do a little family thing. So, Auntie, are you there? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am. Hi. Hey, Carrie. This is your Aunt Pat.
Hi, Auntie. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. Appreciate your support. My auntie always supports me all in everything that I do. She's one of my favorite aunties, and she, all my aunties are favorite, but she's my favorite, Christy. She's always been there for me, so, yeah.
Yes.
My mother is sick. She's stepped up, so, yeah.
That's beautiful. You know, I had that, remember you heard my story the other day on Saturday, and I was talking about my auntie, how she was so special to me, and I lost her, and you know, so when I hear you talking about, you know, how you feel about her, it just woos. My eyes are getting wet. So, slow down. Because it's wonderful when someone steps in like that and just loves you. So, but anyway, you guys could chop it up a little bit. If you want to tell us something about your niece here, why do you think what is it about her that makes her so sweet?
So sweet because she's always been a go-getter. You know, she's always been a go-getter. Oh, I've gone to shows that she's been in. In fact, I was in one of her shows as a backup singer for her.
Oh, wow.
But,
Yeah.
It's just awesome that she's able to still be able to do this, and that you're giving her the opportunity to be on your show. That's a blessing in itself. You know, so if I can
be
there to
support
her. Yeah,
but he wants to know why I'm so sweet, Auntie.
Okay, let me tell you. You're so sweet.
I think I know the answer already. I think it runs in the family as far as Auntie is concerned, right?
Yes, it does. It truly does. It does run in the family. But, you know, there are certain ones that you are closer to. I'm closer to her and her sisters. You know, so I just love when I can't be there in person, but if I can be there any other way, I'm going to do that. And I'm going to be there to support her.
That's awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And we want to get to her story. So we're going to I'm going to ask you right now, Carrie, like, can you just take us back to the beginning when you recognized that there was something going on musically between you and music, and when did you discover you had a voice?
Well, my mother always told me, and I know that you probably hear this all the time, you know, well, I've been singing since I was a little girl. And, you know, everybody's story is always the same. But my mother said that when I came out the womb, I came out a couple of months early, number one. I was a preemie. And she said I had this scream. And when she said she heard that scream, she said, oh, that's going to be a singer. And so, of course, I don't remember that, but that's what she always said. And then when I was around 3 years old, she said that I used to sing around the house all the time. But I didn't realize that I had a voice until I was about 4 and a half, 5 years old, when I was over to a friend's house playing. and we were playing Dolls, and I always liked to sing, you know, when I was little. I sang when I was hungry. I sang when I was sleepy. And my song used to be, like, if I was hungry, I would rock, and I would go, I want to eat, I want to eat. So I would just
right.
So I would sing that song, right? And so so I always sang, but what let me know that I had something special was when I was over my friend's house, and her uncle was a film producer, and he came home, and I was over there with her. We were playing, and I was singing while we were dressing the dolls and stuff. And he went into the room where her mother was, and he was like, "Who is that? Whose daughter is that?" And she said, "Oh, it's this little girl that lives up the street." He said, "She's got a beautiful voice." And so he came and he asked me to sing something, and I wasn't even scared. I just said, "Okay." And I just went on and sang it for him. And then after that, he put me in a girls group. He put his niece, my oldest sister, and me. We're in a group called the Little Stars.
How old were you? How old were you?
I was about 5 years, about six or seven at the time, yeah.
Wow.
And, put me in a singing group. And the first place that we ever performed was at Disneyland at the Golden Horse Show, and it started from there.
Oh my gosh, so you started super early. Now did you get this ability from, is it inherited? Did you, your mom, is it a gene that carried your dad, or where did this gene come from, or are you the beginning of this?
Oh no, my auntie could tell you. That's on the phone right now. My family, I have a history of singers and talented people in my family.
Okay.
And a couple of my uncles, well, one of my cousins made, I forgot the name of the group. What was the name of the group, auntie?
I can't remember the name of the group. It was
a major group.
And Alan and Michelle. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was they did some major things. And then one of my uncles, my mother's brother, which is my auntie's brother, used to sing with Jeffrey Osborne before he got made it big. Matter of fact, they grew up together and stuff. And so, and then on my dad's side, my grandfather, he used to travel the world singing, and he had a beautiful voice, and my mother has a beautiful voice. My auntie that's on the phone has a beautiful voice. Everybody can sing in my family. When there's a reunion, we do a family reunion, everybody's saying, "I can sing this." So it's a big concert.
So is your auntie your mother's sister or your father's sister?
Yes.
Your mother's sister.
The one that's on the phone is my mother's sister, yeah.
Okay, all right. So then after you did your first performance, and now I'm thinking you're six maybe by then.
Yeah.
So what was the next step for you?
Well, after then, my mother, tried to, we went on auditions to different things when she found out we could sing, and they wanted to sign us. We almost got signed and everything. I don't know. Everything kind of fell through. I don't know what happened. But then I ended up, we ended up not having a group anymore for some reason. And so I just went out through school and, was part of, got involved in talent shows at school and performed at school and stuff like that. I wrote our class song my graduation year, and we all sang that. And from there I started, met Adonis Hampton was a friend of mine. Well, older than I am, but still was a friend. He helped me to write my very first song. It was called Freelance Dance, and we entered it into a song competition. And we didn't win, but it was the very first time I had ever written a song. And then from there, I started writing with different other people, Sydney Justin, Craig T. Cooper. They actually kind of groomed me and really taught me how to actually write. And then I started working with one of the Jacksons, Jackie Jackson, wrote with him, became his production coordinator, wrote with his partner, Freddie Roan, and started doing background sessions for different people. One of my close friends, her name is Rosalind Keel, did a lot of background work for her.
You're a teenager at this time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
This is when I was a teenager. Yeah. And and so then from there, just, you know, doing talent shows, learning how to write, and finding my voice, finding my real voice, became doing sessions with, from those things led me to sessions with major record labels, with LA and Babyface. I was their demo singer.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, so I did a lot of stuff, you know, during my teen, learned how to, you know, that set the foundation. Also, I was in a choir at the time. It was called Rodina Preston's and the Voices of Deliverance. So we traveled around singing. It was a Billy Preston's sister. And we did background on one of his gospel albums. So I've got a really solid foundation during my teens that set the platform for me for today.
Wow. I mean, you know, I just, you know, that it seems to me that you have this passion for this because you started so young. Right. You started so young and to still be in your teens, in your late teens. And at that point, were you thinking, OK, it's getting to the point now where I'm getting ready to make it. I'm getting ready to do my own thing. Or were you thinking I have to get a group together or were you just satisfied at where you were and was good for, you know, it was like, as long as I could do what I love to do, I'm good.
Well, at that time, I didn't really. Everybody else liked the way I sounded, but I didn't. I was afraid at that time to step out and be a solo artist. So I joined different groups, and I've been a part of not the older groups, but the newer groups. Rolls Royce. I've been one of the Climax members with Cheryl Cooley, and my latest. Go ahead.
I know. I was just saying for my family.
I'm Solar Family, and I've been a part of LTD, the one with Andre Ray, not the one with Jeffrey Osborne. And then after I was in those groups and still writing and working with, I met Wendell and started writing songs with him. And then I started feeling more confident in the way I sounded. I still didn't like the way I sounded, but it hit me like, you know, I can really do this. I think I can do this with me not moving forward with the groups. Even when I was in high school, like my first year of high school, I was in a singing group called Steam, and James Brown wanted to sign us, you know, but I wanted to finish school, so I didn't want to go to New York and get signed. I decided not to. I wish I had done that, but I didn't. But anyway, moving forward again, I decided that being a solo artist might just work better for me than in group situations, although I've been in a lot of group situations. I just felt that, you know, I can do this. And one of my girlfriends said, you know, maybe, her name is Susan, she's a real good friend of mine. She's a really good singer, too, and she sings background with me and stuff. She told me, she says, maybe it's just the fact that you need to be a solo artist. And I said, you know, I really don't have confidence in my voice like that. She says, you sound amazing. I don't know what you're talking about. So I set out to put out my first single in 2011. Wendell, who is my producer, said, you know, you should sing one of Evelyn Champagne King songs. And I was like, okay, well, which one? And so he says, Love Come Down, I'll do that one. So he did the music, and we went in and cut it. I arranged all the vocals, the leads and the backgrounds, and we worked together on it, and that was the first song that I released, and I actually released it on my own label. I started my own label because I had been signed to a couple of labels, and it fell through. It didn't work out. I was signed to MCA, and that fell through. After I did a whole album, it was never released, and I lost a little confidence, and so I stopped singing for a while, and that's when I started working with the Jacksons. And so after that, I decided, I can do this. And so I got tired of, it was so funny. I went with one of my stylists who was acting as my manager at that time. His name is Mark Littlejohn. And we had a meeting. I forgot the name of the label, but we went, and it just didn't work out well. He was telling me how difficult it is and, you know, how hard it's going to be, you know, it didn't turn out to be a good meeting. So after that, that was the day that I looked at him and I said, you know what, there are people doing things indie. I'm going to find out more about what indie is. And I did my research on it. I went and got books on how to start a label. I read up those books, and then started my own label. And released that song on it.
We all have our different roads that we take to accomplish the goals that we feel that have been put in us to do. And so I'm so proud of you that you never gave up. That you were like, I'm going to keep doing me. And, you know, because when you were coming up in the industry, you know, decades after me, right? Because I started in 79. You weren't even born, bro. I don't even know. But anyway, but I started in 79. So, but I know when you were going into these meetings and stuff, the record companies were dying. They were going away. And so, and they didn't have A&R directors like they did back in the day, where they would find a talent, and then they would find, you know, musicians and songs and build it around that talent. And that's how we ended up with amazing careers. Like, you see the Whisperers, almost 50 years, Cool and the Gang, 50 years of doing this thing. The OJs, this is their last year of touring. They've been, you know, those were careers. Now people come for a couple of years and they're gone. Like, whatever happened to that artist or whatever happened to that? So record companies had started folding. So when you came, it was like, okay, you had to rediscover, or you had to discover a new way to do what you wanted to do. And the industry was going there anyway. So, you know, like Prince, he was the one that started that. He was like, I'm not signing to that.
I was actually in a group called By Design that he wanted to sign, but that fell through again too, because the band leader was married to Prince's ex-girlfriend. So Prince got mad. He didn't want. He was like, well, I don't want to sign you because he was the type of, that's the first time I found out he was the type of guy that didn't want anybody that he had been with, for them to be with anybody else. So,
Well,
and it was like, every time I try to get signed, something happens, and it's not my fault. It's something that somebody else does, or it's because
of somebody
terrible? Else.
Oh man, it is terrible. But you know, like I said, you know, I'm proud of you because you refused to give up, because a lot of those things, what a lot of people would just say, you know what, this is just not for me. It's too much of a headache. But when you have that burning passion within, it's hard to turn that off. So, you know, hats off to you, because I love your voice and I love who you are as a person as well. You really have something that's very special, and we are all blessed to be here with you right now and just hear your story. So But I want the listeners to kind of hear, you know, your voice as well. I've been talking to you about it, and you've been talking about it. Can we let them hear? You know, they some of them heard the first song, but everybody wasn't logged in. So I want you to tell us about the second song that you sent me before I play it. Can you tell us a little bit about it and the title of it?
Yeah, it's called I'm Moving Up. And I'm Moving Up was written during the time when they started talking about women's empowerment or people empowerment. Let's just say people empowerment versus women empowerment. But that the women's empowerment did inspire this song. And it was written because there are the struggles that everybody is going through today, whether it be in a relationship, in a job situation, in a worship situation. People are just struggling. And so I'm Moving Up was written to motivate and inspire people and show them that whatever you're going through, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There is a positive. You might be in a negative, but there's a positive at the end of it. If you strive to be better, if you strive to be positive and if you maintain a positive environment for yourself, you could be in a negative environment, but if you look at it in a positive way, you know, throw a positive tone to it, you can get out of that. It can be good that comes from that, whether it be that you learn a lesson or that things work out for you in a good way. So that's the purpose of this song. Whatever you're going through, you can move out of it. You know, you can move up out of it. And so the video, which is my very first video, was visioned for the girl to be in the office. And the office is just not meaning that, okay, just if you're just in an office, this is going to happen for you in a good way. But it was just to show that you can be in a situation in a negative environment. So the negative environment was the other girls in the office didn't like her. They didn't do their work. She was the only one busting her behind to do her work. But, and they would, you know, they had the haters and the fakers, you know, ones that faked, pretend like to be her friend, but they really weren't. And the ones that just didn't like her, you know, and so, there's a promotion that comes up, and she works hard to do this big presentation that would give her a promotion. And so she worked hard to get it done. She worked late hours to get it done, and she ended up getting the promotion, which, you know, had her to move up, like move up the ladder. So you can. There's positive and negative. You can take a negative and put it in the positive. So that's what this song is about, motivating others to move out of their negative situations and to show them that there's, you know, there's good at the end.
Yeah. Excellent. All right, we're going to take a listen to it, but let me just check on Auntie. Are you okay over there? You good?
Yes, I am. I'm good.
Well, I just want to say it was nice to meet you, and thanks so much for calling in and sharing and supporting and loving your niece. It's wonderful to have a great auntie, and so thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you taking the time out to allow me to. Good luck, Karen. Congratulations.
What's that?
Yeah, is there a link that she can I think if you go on my Facebook page, you can. There's a link that you can still listen in too.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Oh, but she don't have to go anywhere. She can.
But you
right
can stay
here.
On.
Yeah, stay on.
Yeah, stay on, Kathy.
All right, so we're going to take a listen to this. Here we go.
Pay my dues. Been pushing on, can't hang around. I still got work to do. Been working hard, I'm doing my part to make my dream come true. Not holding back, I'm on the track to my breakthrough. Better nation is finally paying off. Here's to the haters and fakers, you never stop me. I'm better, I'm stronger, and everyone can see I'm moving up. Clean money, I'm a lady. Work hard, go hard, play hard. All eyes on me, I'm a star. A real kid, the kind of kick home. Me and mama get along, cause my game is strong. Brains up, my beauty I flaunt. Rising to the top, making money, I'm a boss.
I've got to stay on top of my game and represent the best. Not gonna stop till I'm on top. I won't settle for less. I'm on the road to another plateau. I'm reaching for the sky. Look me now, I'm on a cloud, it's my time to shine. Education, staying true to what I love. Determination is finally paying off. Cheers to the haters and fakers, you never stop me. I'm better and stronger, and everyone can be.
Together and we bounce off each other ideas and stuff. It just works well. The whole thing works well.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Awesome. So now, you know, for people that, you know, that, you know, love what you do and want to support you, how do they follow you? How do they get to, you know what you're doing? You have a website or anything that they can, you know, buy your stuff?
Yeah, my website is carriertaylor.com. That's carriertaylor.com. So they can stream my music from there.
Mm.
They can go to YouTube Music, Amazon Music, iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Tidal, all of the digital platforms. They can find my music, and then they can connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all Carriertaylor.
Okay.
Carriertaylor at Carriertaylor. So they can reach me that way. And
all
Facebook.
Right. That's awesome. I mean, you know, so tell us, like, what is it that you are focusing on doing now with your career? Now that you have discovered how to, you know, do this yourself. And, you know, I mean, that's a lot of hats you're wearing, you know, the record company, the promoter, the artist, the songwriter. I mean, woo, you got a lot on your plate. So how does that work for you, first of all, and what's your goal?
Well, I have a small team that's helping me with promotion and marketing right now. So because you can't do it by yourself. And I was trying to do it by myself, but I started getting overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
So I do now have a small team that is helping me to promote the song and market it. And so that's what I'm doing now. And my main focus right now is to get it on commercial. I am on the independent charts right now. I'm 13 on the charts. I'm still holding on to 13.
Yes. So happy for you.
Yeah, they're playing the song on the East Coast and in the South. So I am getting like per week, yeah, like 1177 spins per week. So that's not why it's moving up the charts so fast. Yeah. And I'm on digital. I have digital radio stations that are playing my song now, like you, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Another show is in Ohio, and it's called Soul Cafe. They've got me in rotation. They've got me in rotation in the UK and in Sweden. People really love me over there.
Uh-oh. Let's go.
Yeah. And yeah.
I want to go over there too.
Yeah. And then Tammy Mack and her husband have a network. It's called The Real Urban Network.
Okay.
Or
yeah.
Real Urban Radio. And
okay.
They actually asked, I was on a radio station, radio show called The Attention to Detail, Old School Radio Show.
Mm-hmm.
And they called the host, his name is Rory Deverdale. They called him and asked him to give them their top five artists. And I was one of the ones that he gave them. And so they put my song in rotation. So it's played every day from 5 to 7 a.m. In rotation on that worldwide network.
That
so
is awesome.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah. You
yeah.
know,
so,
I'm going to give your information with your blessings to a station in Amsterdam called Dance Radio. They just interviewed
awesome.
me. They just interviewed me, and they're playing my music over there, you know, all the time. And so I want, if it's up to you, I want to forward your information to them. And guess who's at that station?
Who?
That helps out at that station. Astrid.
Who?
Astrid.
Really?
Your new buddy.
Tell her I said hi. I can't get over how much she inspired me on Saturday. So yeah, tell her I said hi.
Yes, and she would love for you to come over there. I think she thinks she's American, and she's all her friends are Americans. I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? How do you have all my friends? What's going on? yeah, she's a sweetheart. So yeah, so she's over at the station.
Thank you.
So I'm a forward your information there to get you, you know, in rotation over in Amsterdam, because I know they would love your, you know, your work and stuff, and also help out my buddy Window. I love him. He's good brother.
As a matter of fact, all these songs that you're playing, he did the music for. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now I want to say one thing, out of respect, some people are calling in, and I've gone behind the scenes to talk to them to see who they are, but I can't clearly hear them, so I'm not going to.
So they're
bring
okay
them.
If they're calling in, it's okay, because I told everybody to call in. So
okay.
If there's people calling in, it's because I told them that, you know, to call in and support the show.
Okay, so did you want me to try to put them on? I don't know if you'll be able to hear them. Okay, let's see what we can do here. Okay.
But you were asking me my goal, so can I tell you that?
The area code, 96 area code. Are you there, listener?
That's her auntie still.
Oh, that's auntie. Okay, well, so she said she didn't know. Okay, then area code 424.
Yeah, go ahead. That's probably my brother.
That's Daryl. Yeah, hey, what's up?
What's up, Daryl? So is that your brother?
Hi,
Auntie.
That's my brother. Hi.
Hey, Auntie. How are you?
Hey,
no,
Daryl.
That's
it's a family affair.
And my brother's a promoter, so his name is Daryl. D-Love Productions.
Right.
So shout out to D-Love Productions.
All right. So Daryl, now that you're on the phone, I wanted to ask you, so what do you think about your sister?
I get inspired by her. She doesn't quit. She doesn't give up.
I know.
That's why that song, Moving Up, it keeps going. She talks about some of the groups, and she sang with just about everybody. She's had the opportunity, and, you know, she hasn't given up. It inspires me to keep going. My favorite song, I don't know if it's this. I like Fallin' for You.
He played it.
We started the show. That's my favorite cut for some reason.
I don't know. I can relate to that. I like moving up with that caught up. I can play it. I mean, Falling for You, I can play it. And then caught up, I like it as well. But I love that Falling for You. It just hits me someplace, and I can play it over and 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 over.
and that's the blessing, Daryl, that she has, you know, multiple songs, because different strokes with different folks. So that's a gift right there. And we hope she continues to keep writing and putting stuff together with Window.
That new one is you
don't say nothing.
I'm not going to say anything, but that one's over the top. It really is. That one's going to definitely
so it's
crap.
Getting better.
It's better. It's even better. Much better. Yes, it's very today. I got it, and I'm like, that's going to be a hit. Yeah, I listened, and it's like, wow, I'm loving it. You know, but she even has some jazz tunes that she did a few years back, and she doesn't
put
have
them
there.
Too.
She doesn't do it. She's a natural in that aspect as well, although you see even in that she scats a little bit or whatever in her singing. So, yeah, she can cover a couple of genres and hold her own, you know, so... more power to her, and I just hope she continues to go. gets more support, you know, that someone picks her up. And I don't know what her goals is, but I'm hoping maybe they'll sign her a marketing deal or something, a distribution deal, and get this stuff going, because her music is ready and she's ready to go perform it. So just I'm hoping that happens and lets it take off. But she continues to go, and one thing I know, just like the song I'm Moving Up, if you continue to do it, eventually it's going to pop. So I see that happening. Are we still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hello? Oh, okay. I dropped. Okay.
Yeah. No, you're still there.
Okay. Are they there? Did they drop?
Is he there? I don't know.
I don't hear him. I don't hear Karen.
Yeah,
I can hear you guys, though.
I hear you guys.
Yeah, I don't hear anything. Yeah, I don't hear him. It might have dropped.
Hello?
Unless he went to answer another call.
Maybe so, because you could still hear the radio.
I don't.
Hello?
No, there's something in the
background. I don't. I hear Nelson in the background talking.
Well, yeah, I don't hear anything. Something happened.
Can you hear me?
I can hear
you.
Oh.
Can you hear me, Auntie?
Yeah, I can hear you. I
can hear
Daryl.
I hear Daryl. Well, where did he go?
Yeah, it's just us three. I think we dropped.
Hold on. Let me call him back.
Well, I'm going
to
get off, but I just wanted to say, you know, let you know I was there.
Thank you, Auntie. I appreciate you.
Yeah, and I have to go do something as well. But, I don't know what happened.
Love you,
Rose. Go to my Facebook page and then just click on the link and you can continue to listen to the interview.
Interview.
Okay.
All right. Love you both.
Yeah.
All right.
Love you, too.
All right.
Love you, guys.
Ciao.
Love you, too.
Love you, too. Bye.
Okay.
Who's that?
Hello.
Oh, he's
this
still
is
here.
Wardell.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Here,
we didn't hear you.
And yeah, because I had to switch microphones. I kept talking through the microphone, and I was like, no one can hear me. I hear them very well. And so they gave me a different microphone.
Okay.
So here I am. And so I apologize. That's just weird. My microphone just died. I don't know why. It's not even a battery. Microphone. But anyway, I heard Auntie said she had to go. So, bye, Auntie. but anyway, we were talking about the very end there, just the new stuff that you possibly have coming up. And I will go back and fix this issue here. So, but just tell me a little bit about what you're telling me about your new material that may be coming out later. Is that next year? We're looking forward to that?
Yeah. Yeah, I have some new music that's coming out next year. I'm going to do like some ballads, and then I have a up-tempo song coming out. I have a re-release of Fallen For You coming out. I'm going to re-release it because when we first released it, it was released under just my first name, and it's not coming up, you know, with all the rest of the songs. I'm just going to re-release it. And my goal is to just, you know, get my music on commercial radio and then, you know, do a tour and just get out there and start hitting the stage. That's my goal. And the new music, people are going to really love that because most of my music, when I write, I try to write music that's relatable and that people can go on a journey, go somewhere, you know, like
it
can take them somewhere and affect them in a way that helps them. And so I try to keep the music positive. You know, I like my ballads are building men up and rather than tearing them down. Except for my one of my releases, I'm pretty mad on there, so that one's gonna come out. But it's still things that people are talking about today, and so I'm looking forward to to releasing that music and, you know, still working on new stuff too as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I am so excited for you, and definitely, like I said, I'm very proud of you. This is a blessing for me to have met you and got you to share your music with us and with our friends around the world. And Dale, you want to tell us a little bit about your company while we have you on here?
Is he still there?
Is your brother still there? Maybe.
Hello?
I see it. I see his line, but yeah, I see his line.
Hello?
He's ending in 9. His last numbers are 090.
I believe so. Unless that's somebody else.
Okay. Well, if you want to share a little bit about his company, then we'll listen to the last song and move on. So tell us a little bit about his company.
Yeah, he's a promoter and a self-promoter, mm-hmm. and he puts on shows, different shows, and he's had me in every one of his shows he does. He always puts me in, so that's a good thing. So it's called Be Love Productions. So just look out for that, for some more shows for him coming up soon.
Okay, cool. All right. And so thank you so very much. And I apologize for what happened at the end there with the microphone just dying.
Okay.
But that's hey, can you imagine like when you're on a show and you're performing and the power just turned off?
I would keep going.
That's right. We got to keep going. The show must go on, right? And so that's
yes.
exactly what just happened to me, right? The power just set
that's
off on
okay.
my mic.
And they
couldn't figure it out. But yep, that's right. So, and to the listeners, thank you guys so much. We just pray that you
yeah,
support.
Yeah, thank you guys for
sister.
Calling in and supporting.
Absolutely, and so proud. And so I will keep your music in rotation here on Solar Records Radio. So, and we want you to know that you are, you know, we will keep your legacy alive here also at Solar Records Radio. So anytime,
aww.
You know, you get ready to perform or do something or you got, a new record or something coming out, please come home and share it with us so we can share
aww.
With the world
thank
about
you.
What you have.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, too. And much love to Mom, and God bless you.
Thank you.
And,
thank you so much.
So is there anything you want to say about Caught Up before I play it?
Yeah, Caught Up is a really, really good song. A lot of people love this song, actually. I've gotten a lot of good reviews from it. And Caught Up is, again, one of those type of songs that if you're caught up, you can be caught up in a relationship, you can be caught up in your love for the Creator, you can be caught up in a bad, a person can be caught up in a bad way, of their life is in a bad way, you know. It's just whatever you're caught up in, that's what this is about. But it's really about love and being so in love with the person that you'll go through the ups and the downs and the turnarounds and the valleys and the deep and the highs and whatever.
You'll stick.
You'd be that ride or die person. And so caught up means that you're so caught up with that person that you'll be willing to do all those things and support that person. So that's what caught up is about. And it's about, you know, how a person is maybe doesn't know love, but is taught what true love is. So, and that's what true love is. It's going through all those things and still being that ride or die. So that's what Caught Up is about. Mm-hmm. So I hope everybody
awesome.
Enjoys it.
All right. Absolutely. Thanks, Carrie Taylor. We love you and appreciate you very, very much here at Solar Records Radio. And please come and see
thank
us
you.
Again soon, okay? All right. See
you. I
right.
will.
God bless
and again,
you.
You can reach me on Facebook.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said they can reach me at carriertaylor.com. That's carriertaylor.com or Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. I'm there. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you so much, Wardell, for having me on your show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate you too. All right, guys. Well, take care. We'll see you soon.
Came unexpectedly. I didn't really know what hit me. It was the last thing on my mind. And I'm so glad you're mine. You're everything I want in a man. You love me like nobody else can. You put it down like a real man. Baby, you love me so good.
One singing woman, right? Wow, she had it going on. I love, love, love that. And, you know, if her music is that good right here and now, and they say the other music is even better, I'm like, whoa, it's just getting better with time. And that's what I really love, because she's constantly developing herself and getting better and better. And so that is something we're going to have a great time looking forward to with her. I'm just so grateful for her and her family for coming on and just sharing her story. And at five years old, sorry to say, I was so upset at five. I, what I remember about me at five is that my mom took me to kindergarten and dropped me off. I was like, "Are you? You'd never left me anywhere. Are you kidding me?" I cried like a baby. And here she was starting her career. Get out of here. That's so cool. I tell you, girls are so much more mature. So much more mature than guys are. You guys got it going on. So I tell you, the only thing that stopped me from crying is that the teacher gave me cookies and milk. That was it. She was my new best friend at that point. But anyway, this is Wardell Potts Jr. I'd like to also apologize for, you know, we just had mechanical, that microphone just shut off on its own, and they can't get it to work still. So I have no idea what's wrong with it. We're just sitting here talking, having a great conversation with Carrie. But anyway, guys, so thank you again for tuning in to Soul Out Records Radio. It's Indie Jazz Day, and we're going to keep this music going. And we have another indie artist from the UK, and so let's get right down to it on Soul Out Records Radio.
In 1973, the year I was born, an album was given to the world, performed and written by one of the greatest artists to ever live. The album, Extensions of a Man. The artist, Mr. Donny Hathaway. The song I'm about to sing is a song that's close to my heart. The lyrics were written for Donny by a friend of his, Edward Howard, due to the things that he was going through. And even more now today, I believe that this song rings true. Take it from me someday. soul be free.
You try to play the field, but it isn't real. Thank you. day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true.
Wow, I tell you, with that kind of love right there, man, I hope it's not a crying because she just wants to be loved. Oh, man, Sade putting it down. It was so, it's so, when I watch her, you know, she was like mature, always mature. She always was there, you know, and it was this real cool laid back lady that did these great songs way back when, and man, oh man, and I get to see her periodically now, and she still looks the same. She's still beautiful and just has such a beautiful way about herself, and so we're so lucky to be graced by such amazing talent from around the world. And so, guys, this is Wardell Pasquini. I hope you are doing good. Don't forget tomorrow is Throwback Thursday. And, man, oh, man, we're going to talk a little bit, and we're going to throw back. We're going to go down memory lane together on Soulai Records Radio. So please come join us and hang out with us tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I just hope my road dog, Doug Greg, is back. Get back in town, Greg. Man, I know you're on vacation, but boy. You've been gone a long time, man. But anyway, I really hope you're having a great birthday. Enjoy your trip and your time and be safe out there. And it looks like you're having a great time. And that's all that matters. And once again, my sister Ginger Kurt's birthday as well. Much love to you, sweetheart. And thanks to all the, you know, the new people that joined our Soulai Records Radio group page. Thank you so much for being a part. We do appreciate you. Feel free to, you know, to post and share your feelings and stuff. We just don't do politics because it gets a little weird, gets a little rough. So anything else should be fine, you know. We just try to respect each other and, you know, just be good to each other, all right? So anyway, guys, once again, another day bites the dust. We only got 11 minutes left in the show. And so you guys take care. And take care of yourselves, and thanks again for tuning in today and hanging out with me. And also, I want to thank Carrie Keller again for, and her family. That became a family reunion, man. But anyway, that was real cool. Auntie, much love. Thank you so much. And I appreciate your brother coming on as well. Carrie, thank you for, you know, having an amazing family and bringing your family on to be a blessing with us at Soulai Records Radio. We appreciate you guys very, very much. And so we got a little bit longer to go. I thank you guys again, and I wanna play something. I'll be right back. So check it out on Soulai.
Wanna be kissed, darling. past the stage of turtle dubbing.
Guys, I have a special thing happening right now. I have Carrie's sister on the line. What's up, girl?
Hey. How are you today?
I'm fine. You've been so sorry you missed your sister, but she was amazing. Your auntie was there. Your brother was there. And it was beautiful. And I know you were in a meeting and stuff, but is there anything you want to say to your sister? That, you know, will be a blessing to her?
First of all, I just want to say I'm so proud of her. This is her sister, Benetta, and she's been so diligent in going off with her career. And, you know, we just want to support her. We want to wish her a whole lot of success, let me tell you, because she's so dedicated to her craft that we love her. We love her music, we love her singing, you know, and we love her drive. And so we are here for her rise, and we want her to be very successful.
Wow, you know, I am falling in love with you guys as family. Oh, my God, it's just amazing how much you guys support, you know, her. And it's beautiful to watch, you know. And, you know, I'm a musician myself, and I got, you know, a lot of love from my family supporting me. But some people don't get that. But you guys put it down. You guys are awesome. And so
we're
are you
trying.
Her older sister?
No, I'm right underneath her. That's probably why you thought I was her when I called in. I'm right up underneath her.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay, cool. Is she a good big sister?
She is. She does her best to make sure all is well with all of us.
Yeah, she's so sweet, man. I just like, whoa, this lady is so nice. I call her like 90 times a day. And so I feel so bad because I keep saying, oh, try this. Oh, what about this? Oh, it's just too much. But it's just beautiful, and she's so kind and so sweet with it. So with that being said, I just want to see, Carrie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey.
Hi,
G. Hi.
Hi.
How are you? I'm good.
Were you
eavesdropping? I just... No, because she's so busy. This woman, my sister, is an entrepreneur. Her and my niece, they have a flower business. It's called Finesse Flowers. And I'm telling you, they're located, well, they work out in Manhattan Beach a lot, but they go all over, and they also do private parties. And when I say that they are talented in terms of their creativity for their layouts are so amazing. So I'm shouting out to Finesse Flowers,
amazing.
Y'all, everybody.
Yes, Fresh Finesse. Fresh Finesse.
Fresh Finesse.
But
how do
you
go ahead and talk about it? No, I'm okay. I told my story, so I had the opportunity to tell my story about my music and love on the audience and the fans. So I'm just so happy that you called in. I'm in tears right now because I know how busy you always are, and so this is really great for me to hear you support me. So
you know,
Fresh Finesse.
It's so much always going on. So yeah, with Fresh Finesse, it's actually my daughter's business. But you know, we do flowers, and it's a pop up, and it's a result of COVID. And trying to see how to bring happiness to people who were down, locked in, you know, their homes and things like that. So my daughter came up with this concept with Fresh Finesse Flowers. And so, then out at Manhattan Beach, have a contract with them for their concert series during the summer months. And then we'll be looking to doing some things with them during the winter months as well. through, you know, the fall and through Christmas. But, you know, I just had to make sure that I called in because I was like, okay, I'm in between and between and between, you know, with so much going on. Like she said, I'm very busy at this point, which is a good thing. You know, we have a West Side Wine Tasting Festival coming up next month, so trying to get that taken care of. But definitely, you know, I'm here to support Carrie today.
And I just want to say real quickly, we only have 2 minutes left. We just got a phone call from Amsterdam because she's chasing your sister as well. So, Astrid,
yay. Yes, I'm here right now. Can you hear me?
I'm so glad I got a different voice because them two, I can't tell them apart. I don't know who's talking.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I hear those two ladies.
They sound exactly the same.
Whoa. He thought I was Carrie. He thought I was pretending to be somebody else.
Oh, my.
I want to say hi to Carrie. Thank you so much, Carrie.
Is this Astrid?
Yes, this is me.
Hi, Astrid!
Hi.
Thank you for calling in. It's so good to talk with you again.
Yes, I know.
Oh,
so I rushed
home.
How
are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just was on Dance Radio Amsterdam for 3 hours or so, and I rushed home because normally I'm home and listening to Wardell, but I had to miss your show. I'm sorry for that. So I said,
"Well, you made up for it."
Yeah, I know we have 2 minutes left, so I thought I'd just call in to say hi to you all.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And this happened because if her sister didn't call, she wouldn't be on the phone. This is beautiful.
Well, thank you, sister.
That sister left.
You're welcome.
Right.
Much love to you all.
All right, guys.
Thank you so much.
And I see it's sweeter than apple pie, man. It's too much going on here. You guys are just awesome.
I love your platform, though. Your platform is like family, like a discussion type thing, interview. So I like that. I like the setup. It's really different, and it's cool. I like it.
That's awesome. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good night, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you and appreciate you. We're just talking like family here. So the show's going to cut off. And you guys all take care and God bless you.
You too.
Anyway,
girls,
I had Astrid, what you said? Hold on. I'm going to put you guys in the back here. Hold on.
Thank you. find each dream of mine come true, dear. I wanna be. Wash away the heartache I've never dared to show. I wanna be.